You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered. Hello, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much for being here. We come with love. We come with joy. We come with power today. It is a new week, and we have an amazing call lined up for you today. I'm so excited because we have someone on the show who many of you really resonate with and really enjoy the work that you've done either personally with her or with her creative beings who she brings every single time. And so in just a second, I'll introduce our next guest. But I did want to say one more time, namaste, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for bringing your amazing energy to the community, to Wisdom of the Ancients. Blessings to every single one of you. The theme for this series, this season of Wisdom of the Ancients, is the illuminated soul, resonance with the truth that is within. And when we say that, we mean resonance with the truth that is already within. The truth is vibrating inside of you. And sometimes we fail to see that we truly are an aspect of the divine. So we're like light bulbs with dust covering over the light bulb, and through the speakers and the messages that come through, we just dust that light bulb off until we shine as an illuminated soul. So as we start this call, let's call in the ancient ones. Let's call in all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today and be here today. And may we truly, truly feel the vibration behind the words, and truly feel that whatever's coming through today is going to help us on our next step towards accelerated ascension. So let me introduce our next guest to you, Alicia Power, Master Energy Healer and Spirit Telepath. Alicia Power has been trained by Creator Being Spirit Mentors for 28 years. These decades of direct from spirit training and intense initiations means she brings high spiritual authority to effect fast change to a person's soul evolution, their soul wound history, and their spiritual leadership. These decades of watching and partnering with senior spirit levels in daily energy healing, that's 28 years of daily energy healing, have given Alicia a forensic knowledge of auric techniques and an awareness of how senior authority spirit mentors evolve a soul under their care. Alicia is a regular guest on consciousness telesummits such as this and offers her audiences regular soul training and group spirit surgery where participants receive soul upgrades, Akashic wounds clearing, and psychic empowerment training. And she's honored to speak with you today. And we are honored to have you, Alicia, on the Wisdom of the Ancients show today. Welcome.
Oh, my goodness, Ian. It really is an incredible, incredible, incredible privilege to be with you and with your audience today. You know, I just want to reach out to everybody on this call, just as you are, as an individual, one-on-one, and just say, wow, you're here. You've made it as a human being. And you're looking out of your eyes as a soul, and there's such a hunger. I know there is in me, and I know there is in you too, Ian. Mm. There's such a hunger for you, everyone listening, to reconnect and have a reunion with that beautiful, shiny, vast soul of light that you are, to be that, to walk and talk and be that in your life, in your highest soul expression in this lifetime, and be that, just as you said, Ian. Oh my goodness, this is the right place to be. Just very quickly, I've just been, you know, working with overseer beings in the world of spirit for, you know, nearly 30 years, and they have cleaned my aura. They work with me every day. They show me around the worlds of spirit. They show me all the elbowing that goes on, the many tribes of spirit, the many levels of spirit authority, you heard that word just before, and what that really means. And then there's us humans on the ground floor here in the physical dimension. Here we are as souls, we've incarnated, and you are looking out of your eyes in this world. You might have your eyes closed right now, but generally speaking, you're looking out of your eyes and you're navigating this physical reality. And it's kind of overwhelming sometimes, this physical reality. It's like so many thoughts in your head, so many emotions, so many people, so many relationships to navigate, so many physical circumstances to navigate, just to stay in harmony, you know, just trying to stay in stillness, to try and stay connected to the heart and to that beautiful soul of light that you are. So there's a lot to do to be a soul in this physical incarnation. And I just want to say I'm with you. I feel it. I understand it completely. And it's really interesting, you know, about 30 years ago when I met these creative beings, these overseer beings, they call themselves overseer beings of beyond, actually, all universes. I was going to say overseer beings of universes, of all universes, and they say, no, we're actually overseer beings beyond all the universes. So that's kind of interesting because they actually, their levels of authority keep going up and up and up and up. And so it's interesting for many people to kind of go, oh my God, you mean there's an overseer of this universe? And oh my goodness, there's many universes? And oh my goodness, there's overseers of all of the universes? My brain's cracking. It's like, no, don't tell me. It's just too much. But anyway, I just want to say what that means is speed of light, height of light, very, very high, super high light. And what that means is increase of intelligence in our soul and of our remembering of who we are. So speed of remembering of who we are, that's the outcome of connecting with that kind of light, that kind of creator light, which I know everybody on this call, you are here, you've put your hand up to awaken, to remember yourself as soul. So you're in the right place. And these overseer creator beings that I chat to every day, they've pulled me up by my shoelaces, and as I said earlier, they've cleaned up my auric field, and they're doing that for so many people now because I just love introducing as many people as possible to put your hand in their hand to start that awakening, to start that remembering process quickly. None of it's logical. It's just connecting with their light, and it starts working on you. Okay, so it's actually quite simple, but that connection needs to take place, and I'm a connector. I put people's hands in the hands of these creative beings, and off you go. You start playing with them. You start accessing their light. And if you're jumping on a call like this with me live, that light is downloading into your auric field right now as you're listening. So just to let you know, this is the right place to be today. Sure, oh, my goodness. I know.
Sure is.
So I just want to say that I've been chatting with these overseer beings just before this call, and they've been revealing to me and talking to me about something they just want to start right up front with everybody. And we are sort of walking in on the deep end, but I feel like all of you on this call want to know the truth, exactly as Ian was just saying. We do want to know the truth. And so I said to my these spirit teams, these creator beings, look, shouldn't we sort of start from the beginning of the story? And they said, no, let's just start right in the deep end, because I think everybody actually is kind of cluey and smart enough to kind of pick up the baton and run with it right at that kind of deep end. And I'm just going to sort of explain this moment where these spirit teams showed me, and if I was talking about a theory of this, you guys would go, yeah, I've heard this before, but oh my goodness, when somebody actually shows you, when the worlds of spirit actually show you, it's slightly mind-blowing, and it's this, which is that everything I'm looking at when my eyes are open isn't real. It's not solid. It's a shifting, moving, excuse me, it's a shifting, matrix is not even the right word, film of energy, I could almost say. And it's responsive to my thoughts and feelings. Now, they didn't tell me this just recently, just when we were having this chat about this. They didn't just chat to me about it. They just didn't tell me this. They put me in the middle of it and showed me how it worked and showed me that it was bouncing off me continuously. And that actually it was being also kind of touched from the other side and kind of moved from the other side by many, many, many different parts of the worlds of spirit as well. I just want to say, oh my goodness, everyone, you are a soul that stepped into, you could almost say, a virtual reality game where everything you think and feel and everything you react to, the way that you're reacting inside of yourself, is being felt by the worlds of spirit, is being observed. But also, you've stepped into a virtual reality game as a soul. All right, they've put the steering wheel of this virtual reality game in your hands. This is your game. Okay, they've put the steering wheel in your hands. This is your game. You own it. You're running it. And we have heard this before as a theory, but the way I'm talking about it is jaw on the floor astonishment that it's like a visceral reaction to the fact that this is actually real and that we're being, you could almost say, monitored or observed of how are we reacting moment to moment. And it is a growing up virtual reality game. It's designed for us to grow up. It's designed for us to own our inner state. That's the reason we all jump on our meditation pillows and have a meditate as often as we can, I was going to say every day, because we want to control our state. We want to come back to stillness. We want to come back to heart. And it's an instinctive feeling. But I don't know if anyone stood up in front of you and said, look, your external reality is flickering. It's an energetic film, force field, that's constantly, every split second, half a second, every tiny little feeling that you have and thought that you have is reflecting on this exterior film. One of the reasons we're talking about this today is that they and I are wanting to help you realize that you're in control and that you are a vast being of light, that you are actually a huge soul that's kind of squished down into this virtual video game. And you've it's like climbing into a little mini submarine, you know, they go down, down, down to the depths of the ocean. And they, you know, they close the porthole at the top and down they go. So it's a little bit like we've squished ourselves into this human existence, into our human bodies and our human personalities, this huge soul that we are, and we've closed the top porthole and we're in the game. And it's like, and we're in this sort of mini submarine kind of thing, which is our body and our human personality self, and we're bumping into things and we're kind of going, oh my God, I hope we're not springing a leak. I was watching James Cameron on a documentary the other day on television where he, you guys have probably seen that doco, where he goes down to the Mariana Trench, I think. It's like, oh my God, you know, it took them 3 hours to go down.
Wow.
And then all the way up again. I know. But he did it. He's the, like, the first human that got down there. Anyway, so we are in this sort of holographic experience. We're kind of locked in it at the moment, like as humans, which is we're in our body, we're in our personality. And my spirit, these creator beings are helping me talk this out right now so that everybody kind of gets this, like Grok says, that you're actually in a game. And the game is your internal reaction mode. The way that you react, that's the game. And I'm saying it incredibly simply because our limbic brain has to hear it and our logic has to hear it really simply so we get it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep going now and just take it a notch higher. And the amazing thing is that, hey, so let me just see where to start here with this next level of talking about this. I'm going to just kind of go exponential here. So all of reality as we see it, as we perceive it in our external reality, in physicality, everything is humming as an energy, as a force field. And I'm going to go just that next step and say, it is all us. It is you. So everyone else is you, and the entire force field of reality is you. And I'm just blowing everybody's brains here and helping you kind of stretch to notice that, and I'm being really naughty in a way to say all of this so quickly, but it's, I'm reaching into your soul and helping your soul remember what this is all about. So it's, I want to bypass the personality you and the logical you, and just, I'm talking straight to your soul to help it remember, to help it just snap to the guidelines and align very quickly with the vastness of what it really is. And there is this beautiful remembering that we are everything, and that everything is us, and that we are almost walking forward in this extraordinary experiential experience, extraordinary experiential experience, of a force field that's both teaching us and almost forcing us to remember our power, our clarity of what we really are. So I'm just going to leave that dangling there, just ringing in your ears for a moment. And it's our poor old logic is going, oh, my God, I don't understand this at all. And it's not my experience at the moment. And that's fine. But I've said it. And a part of you now for the rest of your life is going to try and close the gap.
Yeah.
Of what I've just said and who your soul really is and what is really functioning, what is really going on in this physical experience that you're having, the function of it, how it is actually how it functions. Yeah, anyway. So, Ian, I said to you before, just before we went live, just how much I so enjoy hanging out with you. And I just want to thank you for giving me the moment to just spit that out, to get that out, because it is ahead of what we're normally, sort of the way that we're all normally talking. But, and my spirit, these creative beings just wanted to kind of put that on the table. It's hot, it's like a hot potato, and just put it on the table. And it's kind of powerful. But I just also want to quickly say is that these beings of light, these overseer beings, are not here to stretch you out of your comfort zone. They're here to gently, gently, every day, just help you, not as a theory, not as anything logical, but just to help you gently, gently come from a place of remembering more and more and more every day. And it's at your pace, not at their pace. I just did something really powerful, like really strong, but I'm just saying, when you connect with the creator being's light, they align with how you want to run with them and at the speed that you want to run with them. Okay, so it's comfortable. If you want to run fast, I just want to put it out there to all of you, by the way. If you want to run fast and awaken quickly and come to that remembering really quickly, they will move at the speed that you want. So if you want to go fast, you let them know, and they will. They'll open up that remembering quite quickly. Mm. Ian, did you want to say something?
I did. Did you? You're feeling me. Okay. You know, so here in the wisdom community, we have a diverse yet fairly mature audience community in terms of understanding and knowledge and acceptance and all things regarding the Matrix and the video game that we're in, and everything is energy. So there's a fairly diverse yet mature audience with varying levels of understanding and acceptance of that reality. And if I can just say, sometimes, and I'm going to speak for myself now, and you know, usually when I do, there's a cross section of the listeners who feel the same way as I do, and then people on either side of the spectrum. So sometimes I absolutely feel that I am one with spirit. Everything is energy. And I have just a complete feeling of unity consciousness. And I realize that I am in this game. And it doesn't matter because I am just unified with Source. Sometimes. Other times, I get really heady, and I try and figure out, well, what is this game? What really is the Matrix? And I get a little distracted from the knowing that I am truly an aspect of God, or the, you know, divine intelligence. So I think we are all somewhere along the spectrum. And so I wanted to ask you, because you said, Alicia, you said the creator beings are here to help you gently come from a place of remembering more and more every day. And I don't know about everyone else, but if I could be in a place of remembering more and more every day, that is, you know, that's my path. So in other words, if I have more of a knowing every day, I'm equating the word remembering to knowing right now. If I could do that, I think I'd be very, very grateful. So my question to you is, how do the creator beings help us remember more of our essence day by day by day?
You know, it's a question for each person on this call to put to the creator beings, which we will actually have a moment of standing in front of a creator being a little bit later on in this call, where you will have that opportunity. What I'm saying is, it's a moment of communion, of communication, directing an instruction and a request from everybody's heart, from your heart, everyone, to them. So it's a moment where they feel you, you feel them, and you go, yes, please, I would like that to happen. So it's actually, you could say it's a contract, you could say it's a choice between the two of you, where you direct your attention to these creator beings, they feel you, they turn their attention to you and they feel you. And there's this beautiful acknowledgement of each other, and it's like, okay, let's begin. So it's like a, what would you say, Ian? It's like a marriage merge moment, or it's like a moment of love where you open the heart with a feeling to go ahead, to start the process, and they feel the knowing, the depth of your soul, and the truth of that moment in you, and they go, yeah, let's go. It's not like they're, they'll never reject you. I'm going to say, I hope that doesn't sound like, you know, they're sifting through. No, it's like the depth of anyone's longing, hey, if you just direct that to them, they go, let's go, baby. So it's the way it kicks off and it starts is that moment. It's almost like a formal moment, you could say. They love formality at key moments in your life, right? Because, you know, your whole soul, the whole depth of you is aligned and your attention is fully 100% in that moment. And that works in the worlds of spirit when your attention is 100% in that moment and focused, and you're delivering that request. And they're getting it. They're receiving it. The email landed in the inbox. So that kind of concentrated formal moment is very powerful.
Yeah.
And you can do it quietly on your own, everybody. So I just want to say to everyone, you can do it on your own. You can use the term Alicia's creator beings. They will show up because you've connected with them today. And that's just a phone number, Alicia's creator beings, right? It's just a phone number if you say that. And they will show up, and you can have that quiet moment whenever you want. So just saying. But that's what kicks it off.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. I wanted to not backtrack. I wanted to stay on the same vibration here. One of the things that you mentioned when we told people that you were going to come on the show was you had us pose the question, did you fulfill your mission that you originally designed before incarnating into the Earth dimension? So firstly, it's a two-part question. One is, I would love it if you would share with us around how souls choose their mission prior to incarnating. That's part one. And part two, you know, the creator beings would love to assist us with that. I'd like to have you share a little bit about how they can really assist us with fulfilling our mission that we chose prior to incarnation. So it's a two-part question, answer any part first.
Thank you. Ah, goodness gracious me. So I spend a little bit of time in the worlds of spirit, in different communities in the worlds of spirit, and I watch how hard they work from their end to help the force field of physical reality, which includes the human collective, to help that force field lift in light. I watch how hard they work from their end, all the different communities. So what I'd like to say is that we are on a rescue mission, all of us, every single one of us. As high a soul as we are, as each of you are, and some of you have traveled, I know this for sure, some of you have traveled as a soul great psychic distances to be in this corner quadrant of the universe, of the spirit universe, and also of the physical universe. You've traveled a long way to be where you are. And then to make a decision, so you heard a call, and then you decided to squeeze yourself into a human body, into a human person, and to, as I said, navigate being human in this human lifetime. So the force of your intention, this is for everybody, each of you listening, because if you're on this call, you're one of these people. The force of your intention to be in physicality is enormous, just enormous, because for a spirit being to incarnate, especially a high soul to incarnate, is a rough journey, okay, usually, to get through into lower and lower and more dense, squeezy, dense, concreted force fields as you're getting closer and closer into the physical, solid dimension, into the physical dimension, and then to step into the spacesuit of your body, and then to walk and talk and operate as a human. So what I'm saying is that you're on a mission, you decided a long distance away and a long time ago, probably because you understood, as the light communities of spirit understand, that this time on planet Earth was foretold and is being planned for a long time ago, because all of the worlds of spirit of light are watching something unfold. They are watching an interface between light and dark, as you guys all know. We see it played out in our personal lives on the global stage. Light and dark are jockeying for ascendancy, for control, but not control so much. Well, let's just say, if I was to kind of cut to the absolute chase, light and dark want to own, light or dark, want to own the projected, the collective projected reality, the collective projections from every human, which creates a collective reality. Okay, so it's all about the percentage of ownership of that collective, because it creates a collective force field, it creates a collective vibration, and then, as you guys already know, that collective vibration creates the reality. It creates what shows up on the shimmering force field, which is our physical reality, the movie screen. So you have designed the uniqueness that you are. You've traveled, journeyed, arrived with a huge, huge hope, and a huge sort of warriorship, clarity. This might be buried, but it's there. It arrived with you. An enormous force to, in any way that you could, create more light within this collective dynamic that's going on. So in any way that you live your life, in any way that you can, you do it. And even if it's sitting up in the mornings and meditating, and that's what you do to create more light in this collective. Okay, so because I'm saying that because some of you might go, well, I'm not out there talking publicly, or I'm not a healer, or I'm not, I just go to work every day. You know, it doesn't look like I'm doing that. And you're thinking, oh my goodness. So I just want to say that anytime you, and I'm, my spirit teams are telling me to say this, anytime you brush away a negative thought and choose to reach for a higher thought or a higher feeling, you're doing the job.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what, everyone? Mm-hmm. I just want to say just quickly, even though that feels like it's a small thing, it's actually changing the vibration, the whole collective vibration. You may not think it is, but it is. It's changing the collective vibration from your, the seat of your soul, from where you're coming from. So you're doing it. You've got your hands on the joystick of the plane, right? You can go either up or down. And it's all in the moment by moment by moment decision on how that joystick's going up or down, left or right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's constant. It's a constant sort of springboard inside of yourself. How are you operating the plane? And, you know, my spirit teams just quickly want to say, if we just paused everything and just stopped right there for everyone just to hear that. And I know it's a sophisticated audience. I know you guys have heard this for 30 years already. And I know this is not new information. But for some reason, these creative beings want it to go a little bit deeper today. They just want it to sink in that this is actually real. From their point of view, these guys own this physical dimension. They designed it. These are not just some spirit beings that aren't at that level of authority. These are at that level of authority. Okay, so they're letting you know from that point of knowledge that this is how the whole thing operates. It's a moment by moment, you in your reality changing what they call, well, it's a moment of choice, which is the free will. That right there is free will operating. And again, you guys have heard it for 30 years, you know, as people in spiritual development for so long. This is not new. Someone said in a testimonial recently that when I speak, I don't get complicated. But these spirit beings, when they speak, these creative beings, they speak simply, but with like this knowledge of what's really going on. And so it's simple, but it's got a push behind it to help everybody kind of just get it. Ian, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, when you mentioned that not everyone is a healer or a practitioner, and what I was going to say, that makes it especially difficult for people who are not necessarily immersed constantly in spiritual practices. You know, when a healer is working, you know, it's, you know, every client, you're going through a grounding and you're going through some sort of light activation or something, right? Not necessarily, but something. So it's really part of our being on a daily and an hourly basis. For someone who doesn't have that, I would say that it's even more important to have a connection with, for example, creator beings to help us on our day to day. Because when I'm at the grocery store and I'm at the bank and I'm at work and I am surrounded by people who are not, you know, carrying the same vibration, shall we say, or not on the same frequency, it is more difficult. And so I think it's even more important for people who aren't practitioners or healers or constantly, you know, spending the day in meditation, for example, to have the assistance and the connection with the creator beings. Mm. What do you think about that?
Yes, oh my goodness. I will say, and somebody else who's recently begun to work with the creator beings, reflected back to me that she said, people don't realize that when you begin to commune with these creator beings and turn your attention to them in your mind, it It is something that builds over time. That connection builds over time. It is, she's saying, because she's a yogini, this girl, my dear friend Jennifer, and she said people don't realize it's a practice, meaning that because she does her yoga practice, so she's really used to the fact that you build it into your day, you just build it into the rhythm of your life, a moment of connection. And so it becomes this highway to heaven, really. And all you're doing when you're standing at the bank, it's beautiful, isn't it? Where in your mind, you just turn to these creator beings and say, hey, flood my system with light. Lift me up right now. Lift me up in light. Clear a shadow that's sitting in my heart chakra right now, where I'm just having a slight negative thought. Pull that out of me right now, which they can do, of course. So it's this beautiful, with everybody working with all of your spirit guides, many of you already work with spirit guides, what I want to say is that in the first 2 years of my being a professional energy healer, I was working with the ascended masters, with gods and goddesses, and, you know, American Indian extraordinary spirit beings, and just many, many, many Egyptian gods, just anything you can think of. And then I was tapped on the shoulder and invited to lift and connect with these creator beings. They came down and introduced themselves to me and they said, we want to now begin a process with you to clean up your auric field, to heal your soul wounds, to ground you, to get you strong in the scaffolding, the energy matrix of your auric field and your soul energy bodies, so that you sit strongly in yourself of knowledge of who you are. And that was nearly 30 years ago. So I'm just saying that that's the process. It's a process. It's a journey. It's a turning to them regularly, building it into your day. And as you say, Ian, it's for everyone. You can be standing at the bank in the queue at the bank. And it's just this private, beautiful connection between you and them at any moment. Now, what I want to say is that they have high authority, and the work of lifting you back into your capability, into your strength to fulfill your soul mission is real. And it works better if you turn to them regularly. What I'm saying is that you begin to build that highway to heaven with them. So these guys have a speed, they have mega authority, super authority to begin working with you. They feel you as a soul. This is for everyone listening, whoever you are, however far along the journey of personal and spiritual development you are, even if you are an incredible energy worker, energy healer. Today I'd like to offer an opportunity for you to work with overseer creator beings, these beings. Because the speed will change, the speed with which shifts happen in your healing practice will change. The shift of your own consciousness will change with speed. So that's what I offer, is this, the welcome mat to speed. So these creator beings also oversee, I want everyone to hear this, they also oversee universes. Okay, this is a really big thing for the brain to kind of go, and that means that they can also shift global realities. They can shift the energetics behind the collective. And they also, they're asking me to say to you right now, to everyone, they also are offering for you to communicate with them and let them know what you want on a global scale. Because guess what? They're really interested in finding individual humans who'd love to instruct them to shift global energetics, to shift global frequencies. So if you're someone who's interested in something like that, that's a big, big thing, that a big service that you can do. Something that I found when I started to work with these creator beings is that my soul mission changed. It changed from what I could do with my own knowledge and my own, you know, I've been on a spiritual mastery path for 40 years. And I came across these guys after 16 years of following an Indian spiritual guru, a real one, a serious avatar. And so and then 2 years working as an energy healer, and then these creator beings approached me and connected me up, hooked me up to them, right? And what began to happen is they started to teach me that I had also a soul mission on a global scale, where I could partner with them, meaning that I could tell them as a human with my free will what I saw needed to be doing on a global scale, you know, jobs to be done from the energy spirit world's point of view. And then these creator beings started to reweave and shift and change and take my request to them really seriously. And so these creator beings are saying, they're asking me to say, this is for anyone on this call, they can begin that type of relationship as well, just letting you know. It's, you know, the soul mission can just grow out of its original path really quickly with these guys. And your capability of changing the quotients of light, not only, yeah, you know, the levels of spirit that you work with makes a huge difference. Your partnerships with spirit is your power. Is you're not your power, but your it's all about collaboration. It's all about collaboration. We're not less than they are, but we're down on the factory floor, so to speak. We're feeling it down here, and we've got every right to call out to our spirit buddies and ask them from their end, from the other side of the veil, to make the shifts in collaboration with us. We are collaborators. And so when you begin to collaborate with overseers, things start to move fast in your own life, but also if you feel to send those prayers, send those instructions to overseer levels, wow, that's when a soul mission starts to accelerate. So this is an Beautiful. Offering for everybody here on this call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And very soon we'll tell people a little bit about that. But maybe for the benefit of those who joined later or haven't had the opportunity to maybe hear an overview, and I know you've answered this already in the discussion today regarding the creator beings being overseer beings, but I wanted to have you maybe share some of the distinctions and what makes them a little different, because of course, we all know about angels and ascended masters and various other guides that people might already be working with. So I just wanted to maybe have you share a little bit around what makes them different or unusual in the spirit world.
So from what I've understood now over talking every day for 30 years with these creator beings is that the worlds of spirit are made up of many, many tribes and communities, many dimensions, we all know this, many dimensions that hold different vibrational levels of light. Within those particular dimensions, there are nearly unlimited tribes and there are nearly unlimited dimensions. Can you hear how there are pockets of communities that are nearly unlimited? Because our little logical mind doesn't understand, we're quite linear with our logical mind, so it doesn't understand sort of exponential breadth and depth of dimensions within dimensions within dimensions. And I don't talk about fourth and fifth and 13th dimension, because if you can imagine just really quickly the center of the spokes of a wheel, except the spokes of the wheel are going in all directions. So, and when the spoke finishes, there's another center of a spoke of a wheel. It's nearly unlimited in terms of how the energy worlds are set up. They're not linear. It doesn't go up in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It just explodes out in all directions. So dimensions within dimensions within dimensions within dimensions, nearly unlimited, and it can go in any direction. So the worlds of spirit are made up of tribes, and the physical dimension, this physical universe, has got a blueprint to it. It's got an energy blueprint to it. And it's, you could almost say it's sealed. Did everybody hear that? It's like a force field around the blueprint to this physical universe. This force field holds nearly, can you guys hear it following me here? Nearly unlimited spirit tribes are inside the force field of the blueprint of this universe. So angelic kingdoms, ascended masters, these are beings that are within the tiers or the levels that are within this sphere, within this spirit universe, which is the blueprint to the physical universe, this physical universe, this particular one. They harmonize at their levels of authority. It's a little bit like levels of authority, meaning not control, but help, compassion and help downwards. So they support, teach and help down the tiers of authority. And every community, every tribe has its skill set, has its specialities of the way that they run vibration, that they run frequency and hold knowledge and intelligence, different styles of healing, different ways of being. Of course, the angelic communities are very, very, very different to different kinds of tribes that operate and deal with shadow a lot, for example. That's their speciality. Or many different types and styles of consciousness that are being held as force fields. This is true, everybody. I've been watching it for many, many years. So force fields of knowledge, of healing, of direction, of support into the physical dimension, and again, layers and layers and layers of authority going upwards, all within a sphere that's held as a blueprint to this physical dimension. And then I'm going to say there are other universes with their own spheres that also hold their own spirit tribes within those spheres that are running those universes. And maybe they don't have a physical universe. Okay, so spheres, universes of consciousness, each with their own types of spirit tribes. Tribes, spirit tribes are not humans. They're just force fields. And some of them are blended and merged more than others. And others are more, as they're traveling down the layers, they become more individuated and show up as individuated beings, spirit beings. So it's a big game. It's a really big game. And you will find out, everybody listening right now, you will find out when you pass over, because they will reintroduce you to the game in the background blueprints, and they will show you how to participate to help with the light. But today you're in a human body, and you've got an opportunity to blast your light, shine your light like a fire hydrant. If you want to, and if you want to, and it could be just being silent and listening and being present for someone and just radiating love towards them as they're sharing something with you that they really need to find someone to listen to. So you're not doing anything, but you're being in love, you're being in light, you're being present for them. I'm just telling you, shining your light doesn't mean necessarily, you know, speaking. It's being.
Yes. It's right, right.
You are.
Vibrationally. Absolutely.
Vibrationally.
Absolutely.
Did I answer that question just very quickly? So creator beings are outside all of those universe spheres. They're above them. And some spirit force fields, spirit beings, have got the job of designing universes. And so I think the short answer to that is the angelic kingdoms, the ascended masters are within the sphere, the spirit sphere, behind this physical universe. And these guys that you're listening to today or that I'm connected with as I'm chatting with you today are above all of those universes. And they kind of give permissions for universes to be born and developed and designed and created. So they hover way above it, So their level of authority is, I could say, intense. Their light is very, like, super high, super accelerated. And that's the reason, just quick story, that's the reason they've entered our universe sphere, because shadow and darkness has been proliferating almost like a software, like an AI software that self-learns, out of control, and has been trying to touch light and corrupt light from almost the back door a lot, and it's been trying to gently take control of the situation in this physical movie screen, on this physical movie screen that we're experiencing, and also in a lot of humans, and also in the worlds of spirit. A lot of people don't realize that. And so there is a powerful need, especially around December 2012, for a very strong shutdown of darkness. And that's these creative beings were operating incredibly strongly around that time, and closed a doorway to darkness. And since then, they've been amplifying, like blowing up a balloon, amplifying and amplifying, dropping their level of light down into this density through some of us humans, and just pushing it, letting it leak into the background fields more and more and more and more and more. And darkness has been showing up, yelling and screaming, and clattering pots and pans and making a lot of noise. And it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, Alicia, I wanted to ask you a couple more things. And I also want to go to your offer, because a lot of people are actually putting questions in around how they can work with the creator beings. And there are a lot of questions. But many, many of the questions pertain to unique issues that people are having. Right. So I'm going to phrase these questions as maybe one single concept. But before I do that, I've got one question for you. Would you say, and excuse me if this is not a good question, but would you say that one of the primary reasons souls here on Earth would want to work with the creator being specifically is because their ability to accelerate things at a greater level, so accelerate change, accelerate ascension, that type of thing. Would that be one of the great, the primary reasons why someone would want to work with the creator being?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
And I feel that everybody's soul's listening very carefully as you said that. Because I feel that it's touching everyone's soul. Maybe not everyone's personality and logical mind, but the soul knows how urgent it is to bring light into this situation at the moment, with this interface between shadow and darkness and light, and pushing light higher and higher and stronger and stronger. Every soul, every one of you as a soul, has come here and made this journey to do exactly that, to bring as much light as possible. And so, Ian, with you saying something, that simple concept of there's an opportunity here for acceleration of light, of more light, faster. And so your soul, because it's taken this long journey, this is for everyone, excuse me, your soul's going, can I have some of that, please? Because that's why I've taken this journey to be in this physical dimension.
Mm-hmm.
That is the reason, right? So, yeah, no, you beautifully just succinctly just said it. Gorgeous. Thank you.
Yeah. I do channel the audience. channel the community. So there are so many questions. Most of the questions are related to can the creator beings work to heal my relationship? Can the creator beings work to heal a physical ailment that I might have? You know, there's also questions around spiritual, more of a spiritual nature as well. But, you know, everything is, of course, spiritual. But let me ask you this question. When engaging with creator beings, do we engage on levels of certain specific issues we're having, or mostly are we engaging with the much higher mission of our soul?
So something that in my life that happened is that everything that wasn't working in my life changed. Finances, health, buoyancy, inner strength, clarity of my mission. My business card was changing every 6 months because my inside was changing. These guys were changing how I was thinking about myself just so quickly. And I just got used to it. I went, who cares? Who cares what my business card says anymore? Because you start developing into your strength. And you start developing into so much beyond the label of what anybody wants to think that you are, right? That's just my journey. But I do want to say that many, many, many people send me emails and let me know that their finances change, their relationships change, their physical things change. These creative beings want to put you back on your feet, want to help you feel loved, want to help you feel more comfortable in your skin, want to help your life work. They really do. And this is actually, they're telling me to say right now, this is actually one of their priorities at the early stages of working with you, is for your life to work the way that you want it to. It's serious. If you've got, a chronic illness, and your body's been in that chronic illness for a very, very long time, what that'll do, they're telling me to say right now, is they will start to change the way you think about yourself on the inside. So you can manage it more easily. What they do, and it's just classic, the worlds of spirit do this, where they put the right books in front of you, you see the right moment on television where something gives you a clue, all of that starts to happen, but a lot of that starts to accelerate so that you get smarter about your life, about so many things, about what you're putting in your mouth, or how you're thinking. So what starts to happen, they're telling me to say again, is that your inner environment, you're noticing the feedback faster, and you start to develop a higher level of intelligence about so many aspects of your life, even if it's how to run a business, even if it's who to choose to partner with in something, in a project, or who to choose as a health professional for you, or they start helping you and they accelerate that. There's just no question about that. There's so many people that their lives are changing, in a fast track, exactly in that way. If you go to soulmentoring.com, which is my main website, there's a story right on at the top, and it's someone just sharing how their physical, somebody close to them, their physical reality just changed so quickly. These creative beings have envoys, they've got access to many different tribes of spirits below them, all of whom are specialists in so many different ways. None of this is vague, by the way. These are all surgeons of consciousness light, light consciousness. They reweave, repattern, cut and paste. These guys know exactly what they're doing in the blueprint fields. This is their playing field. And they're on a mission for you, because you're turning around and looking at them and saying help. They're on a mission for you to love yourself, feel happy, feel grounded, for your life to work in so many levels. So often these days I look back at my life and I almost can't believe where I am now to where I was quite a little while ago. Financially, just on so many levels. And it's a daily practice, everyone. Can't get away from that. It's a daily practice. I hope that helps.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you for answering that. Well, let me have everyone take a look at how they can work with the creative beings, Alicia. So in just a second, I'm going to have you share about the program that you've brought to the community today. But first, let me share everyone. Alicia is going to, and her spirit creative beings, are going to be taking you through a process a little bit later on called soul wound healing. So the creator beings are going to perform a soul wound healing on the call today. So that's going to be a little while later. And so let me also share that if you'd like to follow along what we're going to be sharing, we're going to share about Alicia's special offer. So if you're on the webinar page, click the special offer button. It's the orange button underneath her photograph. And then it'll take you to a page that says Creator Being Acceleration. And the address to type in if you don't have the webinar page in front of you is wotashow.com, wotashow.com/Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A, that's A-L-I-C-I-A, and the number 8. So it's Alicia 8. One more time, wotashow.com/Alicia 8. Everything's lowercase, and bam, there you are on the page. So Alicia, please take us through your package.
Thank you so much. Creator Being Acceleration. It's very interesting because these creator beings that I just play with every day, and I'm just so grateful to them, they asked me to put a collection of trainings, lectures, healings together, explaining them, explaining who they are. And this is the package. And after 30 years, I thought, well, it's about time. It's about time there was a collection of trainings about who they are and processes people can jump into, deep, deep processes and healings with directly with them, where you're put under the spotlight with them, right? And they, you know, for, oh my goodness, there's 7 of these beautiful trainings and healings directly from these creator beings. And they are designed to help you get to know who they are more and more deeply, and to deepen your connection with them, and also to put yourself on the healing table with them directly, where they can go in and spend deep, deep time, powerful spirit surgery sessions in your soul wounds. So it's a huge acceleration package, meaning it's acceleration for your soul light body to increase the quotient of light in your soul body. You know, to heal your light, if you could say, to heal your soul body, which is a body of light, and the Akashic records. Remember how I said that they've worked on me for 30 years and cleaned me up and strengthened me? So that's what this package is. So, you know, I just feel like saying to everybody, welcome into the sphere of the creator beings. The very first one is an intro, an overview of what are creator beings, you know, their agenda towards the human race. You know, the type of empowerment, what starts to change in you when you start being mentored by these creator beings. And what is authority? What's this concept of authority? So that gets teased out in a lot more detail on that. And just the topic of acceleration, and also the topic of collaboration with these guys. So for about 30 minutes, it's just the intro, it's overviewing, you're stepping back, and I'm explaining that in just a lot more detail. Module 2, we go so much more deeply into getting to know these creator beings and what are creator beings. So it's an hour of channeled, it's a channeled lecture and a very, very deep healing process. Who are they? How this universe is unique and different from other universes. Extremely important information about that and about your life journey. The story of how I first started working with these creator beings. We're going to take you, in this module 2, we're going to take you into a very deep connection moment, very, very powerful, with these creator beings. And you're going to get a release of core grief and powerlessness from right at your core of your soul level. Just an incubator of light, where you're going to be just taken just so, so high, connecting with them, getting rewired, feeling love, very, very powerful healing. Module 3 is really interesting, where I take you through training on how to partner with these spirit beings, with these overseer beings, these creator beings, on how to instruct them, what kind of words to use to change global energy, how to change the world with creator beings. So that's a really precious one. I do. It's really interesting how I'm kind of just touching back to that opportunity for everybody. If you feel to, you can be in your armchair at home and changing the world with these creator beings. Are you hearing me? So, and you know, I just want to say, when you pass over and you know that you've been collaborating and partnering with these creator beings in your physical form as you've been a human still, you know you've done big work by collaborating with them on global energy. So just letting you know, so module 3 is the how to do it, the words to use so that these creator beings get you, so it lands with them in terms of the instruction. You'll meet a creator being every now and again in these modules. You will be standing in front of a creator being connecting with them. And it's all about building relationships with these beings over and over and over and again, and just learning how to work with them, how to stand in front of them and communicate with them, let them know what you need. By the way, every time that you're standing in front of a creator being, it's a key moment in your life. It's like a dog leg, you know, like the change of trajectory. Because if you let them know something, what you need, they take you up on it. They don't just leave that request lying on the floor. They go, oh my God, a human with using their free will asked for some help with us, the creator beings, right? So they just flick a switch and off it goes. So key moments, anytime you're standing in front of the creator being. Huge inner journey, healing and light infusion in module 3 around global reality changes. Very, very, very powerful. I do recommend everyone jumping on this webpage. What a show, WOTA show.com/Alicia8/. If you aren't there already, and just follow along, because there's so much more here that you can read about each one of these modules. It's tons and tons of detail. Module 4, this is incredible. See, these creative beings start to teach you from the inside out. They are walking with you on the inside of you, and they start to grow you up on the inside. Module 4 is titled, How to Use Your Heart to Create Higher Realities. Now, all of you are very mature in your spiritual development, and you're going, yeah, we've had this for 30 years, I don't know, 40 years, whatever. But when a creator being starts training you how to use your heart, excuse me, wait a moment. When a creator being starts from the inside of you, starts training you how to use your heart to create higher realities, that's a whole different story. And so this whole training of module 4 is them sort of pushing you into a deeper realization of what that's really saying and how that really works. Remember, these guys designed physical reality. They designed this universe. So they understand how energy pushes realities around. And so they understand how you are designed with your heart chakra and the switches and what you're actually doing and how to do it. Okay, this is an incredible, incredible module, module 4. 4 powerful steps to magnetize more positive life circumstances. How creator spirit partners speed higher positive realities. How it's your heart that forms your reality every day. Why using creator light to heal your heart makes fast changes. And you get walked through a once-in-a-lifetime power process with creator beings. So, and I just mentioned here that I've spent nearly 3 decades of training with these creator beings as spirit tutors, and a great deal of that time was subliminal training on how to use my heart to create higher realities. It's one of their foremost things that they want you, the penny drop for you in this lifetime. Because the whole universe, the fabric of the universe, the software in this universe was originally designed but sentient beings with free will to use their capability of love, to choose love. And it's not a logical thing. It's, and we all know this, but I love hearing it again. This universe was created to create moments of choosing love. That's what the fabric was designed for, the fabric of this reality. So, oh my God. And it's all about how you sit inside yourself and where you're coming from moment by moment. Module 5 is a training on how super high light upgrades you fast. So it talks about the fabric of light, the software and intelligence of light, and the different kinds of light, and the kinds of light that these creator beings hold and download into you, and how that changes you. So the whole thing is focused on light, creator being like frequency. How is it different? How does it change? How does it change you? Module 6 is a very, very powerful live stream, hour and a half video, which is just very impactful. As you're watching me on the video, you're getting the light download. It's the story also of this universe and your part in uplifting humanity with light. And find out what's happening now as we're living every day inside our holographic continuum of love and light. New information that you might not have heard about. And the process in that particular module, module 6, is a very powerful upgrade of your soul's software and your upgrade of light. So much inside information is just given. I tell you, this was a landmark session that I did on my monthly live streams. It was such a landmark session that these creator beings said that for eons and eons, the worlds of spirit knew that this particular session was going to happen, and that this particular upgrade of light was going to happen to anyone who participates in it. It's so powerful that they've been watching that moment for a while as it was arriving. So this moment of upgrade was foretold in the worlds of spirit before you incarnated. It's not a small moment. So just letting you know that hour and a half is super, super powerful in module 6. Module 7 is an incredible training and lecture on how light and dark battle for this universe. You know, it's part of the growing up process of understanding what's really happening in the blueprints of spirit, and how your role in being a human and gathering up light and gathering power through interacting with darkness and shadow in your life, and your choices every day to push past shadow and darkness and to choose love and light, how that is changing the universe and the collective. So the big backstory of light and shadow in this universe, who controls this universe? Okay, it's a moving story also of your high soul's agenda, why it's come into the physical dimension, Mother Earth's role in a dynamic between light and shadow, how we as sentient beings learn and choose what the original state of Earth was, the original dynamic of light and shadow in our universe, how the universe was originally designed, the being that thought up the idea of this universe, it's a creator being, how shadow evolved into a real danger to light. This is not a small game that's going on here, everyone. Mm-hmm. It's a very big game, and this is a very mature, you know, this is, our human life is a life for adults. We are here as adult souls, and we've come here to do a job, right? So, and the weird thing, and I know, Ian, you'll really love this, the weird thing is it is about being, as you say, in joy and love. And yet how about being in joy and love with enormous deliberation, with a skill set to support yourself even when there is shadow and darkness, in our lives, inside our minds and outside of us, right? Having a skill set of holding our light steady and loving beyond everything.
Mm.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely. Choose love and light. Choose love and light. Ah, choose love and light. I am love and I am light. I am love and light. Ah. Beautiful.
I feel like I bring a little heaviness to sort of what I'm talking about in the topics, but it seems to be my role to crack people open into their adult selves around this,
yeah,
and to realize that that they are powerful souls,
mm-hmm,
you know, and that they have come here because they've got the skill to be here. So,
yeah. Beautiful, beautiful program. This is the first time we've seen this here on the show, so thank you so much. This is a new one. This is Creator Being Acceleration. Let me ask you this, because there are many people who have worked with you, and I know that because they've written in saying, I love Alicia, I love Alicia. And one of the first comments we got today was from Mark Anthony, who you know because he's worked with you for a long time. And he said he's been working with you and the creator beings, and the amazing experiences and profound healing is beyond measure and timeless. I'm filled with much gratitude and appreciation. I would encourage everyone to get it or get Alicia's programs. And then he goes on, he has further questions. And one of the questions is, you know, what's next? So my question to you, Alicia, for those people who are part of the audience and listening in, who have worked with you in the past and done your programs in the past, how is this one different for them? You know, what would they really receive by doing this one as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So genuinely from my heart, don't hold back from jumping into a collection of trainings from these creator beings, because anybody who is humming and vibrating at a particular level of light and has already partnered with and worked with these creator beings, anytime you jump into any force field with these creator beings, they will take you further. They will initiate you higher. So it's a force field,
uh-huh,
that you're working with. So you're stepping into a force field. When they show up with you visually through a process, they will question you. They will suggest something new for you. They will ask permission for a new level, to take you to a new level. It's always higher. You see, physicality doesn't exist. And so if you switch on an audio training and process with my voice, which carries their vibration, you enter another opportunity with them to train you and teach you higher. I do recommend, before anybody, you know, as you're about to start listening to these, is to spend 5 minutes at least to just go quiet. And it's a little bit like a ritual. Really, you know, honestly, it makes an enormous difference, because what you're doing is you just quiet your mind and connect with these and send a prayer, send a request that they arise in your auric field to take you higher in this process, or as you're listening to in the next hour and a half of this, whatever the process is. That, doing that, and with these creator beings particularly, because they have the capability to ascend your consciousness exponentially. So if you're about to front up in front of a creator being, and you're about to hear my voice, and you're about to hear them speaking through my words, they give me the words, word for word, so it's them speaking. So if you're about to walk into a process like that and a lecture, before you even switch it on, get them, ask them to open you fully to that process, to the healing, so that where you're coming from inside of yourself is deeper, more mature, you're hearing it differently. You will be hearing it differently anyway every time you do. But hey, if you do that little 5 minutes beforehand, guess what? That turns the dial right up. So I'm just saying, completely up to you. Acceleration is acceleration. And you can flick those switches either way. So that's what
beautiful. Well, thank
saying.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah, for the opportunity to work with the creator beings, and thank you for bringing them to the community again. I know that so many people have worked with you and just absolutely love the changes that they've experienced and the work that you bring them. So it's really with much gratitude thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I'm feeling very prompted just to say to everybody today, and as you said right at the beginning too, this is an opportunity for your soul to fulfill its soul mission in this lifetime. And as you said, Ian, at the beginning, there's acceleration here. There really is acceleration here. So I'm just saying, everyone, this is an opportunity for you. It so is. I'm just saying, even just a connection with creator beings, hearing about them, beginning to work with them, you know, whatever you do, it's completely up to you, but please start that accelerated awakening process. And this is for you. It's not for me. It's for you. I'm saying it for you because you will awaken and your soul will get happy. Your soul will get happy. You know, happiness isn't about sort of a big grin necessarily. It's about being on track. That's what happiness is. Being on track and, you know, being in alignment with your higher mission.
Yeah.
That's happiness.
Yeah.
Even if it's tough.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, I think the timing is right now for you and the creator beings to take everyone through that soul wound healing process, if you wouldn't mind. So if you could just explain to us briefly what the process entails, and then by all means, take us through that soul healing process. I think everyone's looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm sure. And also, I just want to quickly say, everyone, thank you so much for being part of this today, and Ian for holding the space so beautifully, as you always do. Really, really, really. You know, your heart is such a beautiful heart, and so I just so honor and appreciate you, you know. We're going to go into some very powerful force fields. The force field will descend down. The creator being force field will start to come down and envelop us. And every word I say will be coming from them. We will end up being in front of some creator beings. Even as they start doing some soul surgery on you, on your soul wounds, it is an opportunity for you to talk to them, meaning that, hey, it doesn't happen that often when you're standing, you know, that you're standing in front of creator beings. So, and especially with me here and, you know, working with you. So it's an opportunity for you to let them know what you need. Remember how they can flick and switch things in your reality, in your mind, and how you feel, and who you are, how you think about yourself. They can do a lot of that. So, but they need your permission and they need your instructions, everyone. So in moments when you're standing in front of creative beings are key moments where you let them know what you need, okay? All right, so let's play. So it's all about the force field. All right, everybody, closing the eyes. Excuse me. All right, we're going to play. This is so much fun. Oh my goodness, it's such a joy and such a privilege. All right, so taking a deep breath down into your tummy. Instantly, the energy's starting to pour into us. This force field's descending down. They've got, are telling me, because I've got permission. So they are instantly coming, arriving. They are telling me to say they're so honored to have you here today, everyone. For them to work with, for them to connect their light with your light, they're so honored, letting you know. Okay. I'm just going to go quiet just for a moment to let the energy build up. All right, everyone. They've done a quick pump. They just pumped light into our force fields, into our auric fields, just very quickly, just to grow that quotient of high frequency light very quickly. So everyone follow the visualization. It's a very simple visualization, but in the background fields, in the spirit worlds, we're moving fast through dimensions and up into higher and higher, higher layers of light. All of it's happening exponentially and quickly. All right, so in front of you, this is something that they love to do, is a sphere of light. And I'd like you just simply to step into that sphere of light and then allow you and your auric field to merge and become one with that sphere of light. Nice and simple. And around us is wrapped a column of light traveling upwards into the heavens. And this column of light is like an elevator, and we're now starting to get pulled up. We're still in the sphere of light. We are the sphere of light. We're getting pulled up the column of light nice and quickly, traveling up faster and faster and faster and faster. We're kind of seem to be like in an elevator, moving up through many floors of the building, traveling up higher and higher and higher and higher and higher, through dimensions, very, very quickly. Keep going, everybody. Above us is kind of like a ceiling, but it's like a membrane of light. And this column of light travels right up through the membrane, and we're sort of pushing up through the membrane. And then we come to a standstill above this membrane of light. It's all metaphorical, but the worlds of spirit have actually flicked those energy switches, and we are in the realms of creator beings. This is actually a different vibration of light that's very high. We're kind of like in the soup of very, very high light. We're just standing there for a moment, getting used to it. It's very fine and very clear. And in front of us now is a being, and no need to see anything clearly at all. Just feel that there's a being in front of you. That's all you need to do. Because really it's just a subtle perception of individuation, of a vast, vast being. Okay, so just a subtle perception of a being in front of you. This is, I'm being told, a very high creator being. I'm being told to say that this being has traveled down from its heights to be with you in this moment, right now. So in this moment, I'm going to suggest that you just spend this moment gently with this being and allow them to connect with you with their energy. So their energy is reaching into your energy right now. And all it's doing really is reading your aura. this being is quick snapshot, quick check, quick reading of the book of who you are. And of course, because they're supersonic fast, instantly can see where your soul wounds are and your Akashic records and your soul history just immediately, because they can feel immediately where the occlusions are, where the wounds are, where the fear is sitting. And so because you've given permission and because you're standing in front of them, you've taken the time, the energy and the focus to be there, they know that you're giving them permission, this being, to supersonic speed, move into those soul wounds and release them and heal them. So it's very, very fast. And as I said, this also is a moment for you right now to let this being know what you need in your life. I am going to suggest choose one or two key things, being specific, to ask for help with, because it's all to do with your energy. Whatever the issues are is about your energy. Even though it's an external circumstance, it is about your energy. And so as they're doing that healing, they've read and seen where that soul wound is, they're doing a huge release and opening of an old soul wound, they're also listening to you. So I'm going to go quiet for a moment. Let them know what you need, one or two specific things. All right, everyone, taking a deep breath. Coming back into your body, wriggling your fingers and your toes and your ears and your nose. Thank you, everyone, for participating. And if you feel to, this spirit being, because it takes them quite a bit of energy, it's a very high-level creator being that's come down and worked with us today. Please feel free to lie down and continue being in this bubble after this call if you feel to, or later on just come back to the replay and jump back in and this being will arrive again, like down the highway. So it's available to you. So thank you so much, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ian.
That was powerful and deep. All right. Well, let's close. Thank you so much. That was such a really a profound process that you took us through. I know I went really deep. So thank you so much, Alicia. So wonderful to have you back on the show. Thank you for bringing your amazing energy and sharing this incredible topic with us and sharing the creative beings with everyone in the community. I know there will be many relationships established with them. It's so wonderful that we have this opportunity to work with beings of their level that can really help us accelerate in so many aspects of our lives. So thank you again, sweet soul. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you for holding the space so much. Thank you so much. So appreciate it. Oh, they're telling me to say they so appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for shining your beautiful light. Thank you for really wanting to make the difference, not only in your own lives, but in the lives of all of those who you come into contact with and all others in all realms, not just on this planet. Beautiful, beautiful souls. Thank you. So namaste to everyone. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank the Creator Beings. We thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power and service. Thank you all. Much love. Bye now. Namaste.